The next patient is Gwendolyn Clait. The last name is C-L-A-I-T-T. First name, G-U-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N, Gwendolyn. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of the presence of autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease. Period. The patient has deteriorated the kidney function. She has a serum creatinine of 2.86, a BUN 32, and the estimated GFR is 19. Even though the patient has been taken Jynarque, J-Y-N-R-Q-U-E, on regular basis, period. Most importantly, the patient has intermittent asymptomatic hematuria that has been going on for several weeks. The patient was initially referred to Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A. However, the patient cannot afford to pay for the deductible all the time. We are going to refer her to Dr. Onishi, that is a part of the network. Onishi is O-N-Y-S-H-I, period. The intention of the urological referral is the evaluation for the hematuria and make sure that it's not of renal origin. Number two, anemia that is improving, the hemoglobin is 12.7. The patient continues to receive B12 injections on a regular basis, following lumbar arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been a type 2. 138/92, and my impression is that it's compliance related to medications that has to improve. The patient was emphasized about it. Following number, history of vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number history of gout that is managed with the administration of Uloric. Following number hyperlipidemia that is under control. We are going to refer the patient to the Tampa kidney transplant in order to start evaluation pre-transplant and if the case may be avoid renal replacement therapy. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup.